Hey everybody, welcome to Killing Time. This is the show that searches for entertainment that does not suck. Or sock. I am the inevitable Aya Zaktar.
Inevitable.
I mean,
inevitable. You can't get away from it. It's going to happen.
As much as I try, I end up being me every freaking day.
It's inevitable. I understand.
I am the inevitable Aya Zaktar. With me, as always, is the man of 1,082 nicknames at this point. His name is the Juice Pop, the man who will thrash you with his belly, the Florida Gator, the High Roller, the Otter Divider, Just Bob, otherwise known as JB. Here he is, also known as Rob. Hello.
Hello.
How are you today?
I am excellent. How are you?
I don't know what an Otter Divider does, and I don't know what you did to deserve that nickname, but the last time we were hanging out and everybody would say, Otter Divider! And I was like, what does that even mean? That is a story for another time, because that's
yes.
A whole other level of entertainment. Today, let's talk about anything. I think there's a new show from Marvel called Iron Fist out. I have watched none of it due to other reviews I've heard. You've seen some of it. Tell me what you think of it.
Okay, first let me give you a quick synopsis for anybody who doesn't know what this is about. This is based on a Marvel comic. It's about a character called Danny Rand, who is thought to be missing for 15 years. But he actually crashes in a plane with his parents. His parents die, and he ends up at a mythical monastery called Kunlun, where he learns martial arts and becomes the Iron Fist. And the Iron Fist is pretty much his fist glows. He is really powerful. He can punch hard things, and he kicks a lot of ass. That's in a nutshell.
And he's got a cool dragon tattoo.
Yes, cool dragon tattoo on his chest. Mm-hmm. And the this Kunlun, where he was, their mortal enemy is the Hand. And we know about the Hand from other shows that have happened on Netflix. Now, everybody, everywhere I read, said this sucked. It wasn't good. You know, this, you know, they expected so much more, blah, blah, blah. There was this big issue that they wanted them to hire an Asian actor to play the part. And so there was problems right from the get-go before I even watched the show. Now, I can tell you, as a whole, I've watched 8 episodes, and so, is it better than Daredevil? No. Is it better than Jessica Jones? No. Is it better than Luke Cage? No. Is it better than 90% of the crap out there? Yes. The issue is, it suffers by comparison.
So
it is a very good show, but if you try and compare it to how great the Netflix Marvel properties have been, it's going to suffer. But if you can forget all those and just watch it as a show, it's actually pretty good.
So this is
honestly
this show searches for entertainment that doesn't suck. So the thing is, what you're saying is all those headlines that say this is the worst Marvel television show, they're not wrong. Except the fact is the Marvel television shows are very good. But then again, if you compared it to, can you name a show it's better than? Is it better than like the OA? Is it better than? It can't be better than Stranger Things. I'm trying to think.
It's not better than Stranger Things. I liked it better than OA, if we're looking at Netflix properties. I liked it better than the Sense8. You know, it had a little bit more cohesiveness. Some of the actors are really good. Others aren't so good. I think it also suffers because the other shows had such good villains. You know, I mean, you had really good villains in each of the shows. And this one, it's the Hand. It's kind of too all-encompassing, if you know what I mean. You don't have that one really evil, great character, you know, like the Kingpin or David Tennant from Jessica Jones. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying. So the question, though, is there a lot of jokes about the Hand versus the Fist? Because it seems a little like a rock, paper, scissors joke.
No. There aren't a lot of jokes. There is some humor in the show. It lacks a little bit there. I have some issues with the actor they got to play Danny Rand. Mm. He kind of, his character, the way he plays the character changes from beginning of the season to the middle of the season, which is okay, but you kind of pick up on the fact that he's playing the character differently.
So it's like
weird.
Uncharacteristic change due to the story?
Yes. No, it's not due to the story. He just starts playing the character differently. And the same thing happens with another character who plays like his foster sister kind of thing. But that's beside the point. Like I said, I found it entertaining. Now, one caveat is I really like martial arts things, as people know who've watched the show. Mm-hmm. The martial arts choreography is great. and I really like seeing people kick each other's butts. So that helps me like the show, I think, a lot. And I also like a lot of crappy martial arts movies, so that might factor into this a little bit.
So if you're not looking for necessarily realism in your martial arts, although you're watching a show called Iron Fist.
So actually, it's other than when he uses the Iron Fist, it's the martial arts are more realistic than like a, you know, like a Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon type thing.
Well, that's a
thing. They're not doing like wire work and stuff like that. I mean, it's you believe everything except the Iron Fist stuff that people could do.
Now, you were mentioning this controversy of not hiring an Asian actor. Now, correct me if I'm wrong or if you have the memory of this at all, because this is based on my comic book memory. I don't remember Iron Fist being Asian.
He isn't. He's an American. He's the son of a guy who owns a big company in New York. And so the character's supposed to be, you know, Anglo-Saxon white kid who ends up, it's supposed to be, you know, he ends up in this monastery as like a fish out of water kind of thing. The issue was, you know, that people had was they thought that they should reimagine the show and make him Asian.
It couldn't be. I mean, that wouldn't be such a huge departure. It wouldn't be that far off, because you can also have an Asian American who gets sent out over there for some reason. That sounds fine.
I think their issue was, so we're looking at the Defenders. You know, we have, you know, Luke Cage, who's, you know, obviously black. We have white guy as Daredevil. We have a girl who's Jessica Jones. So why can't we round it out and have an Asian?
I don't know. But we have a Catholic in Daredevil, so that's kind of a different kind of minority.
Yes, yes.
Now, for those of you who think it now we're hating on everybody, this is not true. I went to 12 years of Catholic school.
Yep.
The otter divider here is Catholic, so
yes.
No beef against that whatsoever. Nope. Just saying, like, that is a minority.
But that is a big part of his character, too.
A minority?
In the comics and in the show, yeah.
And we're talking about Rand being a wasp, essentially, so...
Yeah, and that's a big part of his character, is that he was a wasp, he went and joined this monastery, and now he's back.
The most racially charged episode of this show.
Yes.
No one will ever see it just because I forgot to publish
it. But long story short, at least give it past the first episode, because the first episode was rough. Give it to the third or fourth and then decide if you don't like it or not. But like I said, if you compare it to the other Marvel properties, you're just going in expecting failure.
Now, is this a show that kids can watch? Or is this a show that's teenagers only? What do you think this is? Or where's the starting age?
I think kids could watch it, especially if they like martial arts. I mean, there's not too much adult stuff. There's not a lot of, you know, not a lot of sex, not a lot of swears. You know, there is some blood at times. You know, people, like your son would be fine, but he's really into bloody things.
Well, no, he's not into bloody things. He understands them to
be. He understands bloody things. Like there's a part where somebody cuts off a finger and something like
Well, you know what, to be fair, the bloody thing that my kid saw was Kong Fury, which was so far over the...
That was, over the top.
That it kind of bordered on cartoon, and I don't want him to watch anything like that again. It was just kind of like, oh crud, he picked it, and now we're watching this, and now I have to explain Nazis, boomboxes, and cutting men in half.
I'd say PG-13-ish. Okay. Yeah, I'd say PG-13-ish.
So it's a show I should give a shot, maybe. I just can't get into it. I don't know.
You were never a fan of the character.
No, I wasn't even.
And it was the same reason you didn't really get into Luke Cage either, because you weren't really a fan of the character.
But I wasn't a fan of Jessica Jones either. But the thing is, the story was really strong, and I watched Kristen Ritter on a lot of things, so I think that actually got me in. I didn't.
Right, you liked the actress, and that got you into the show. And once you saw the show, it was so tight. I mean, the writing was good, the acting was good. I mean, that was, you know, that it's hard to really say that wasn't the best of the shows. I mean, that was awesome.
They were having fun with the show. That's the other thing. There's some serious topics in there, but there's a lot of fun to the characters. There's a lot of darkness to them, a lot, you know, a lot of alcoholism with Jessica Jones, and there's violence, but there's a lot of sex and humor, because if you're going to be living like that, you might as well have some fun with it. Daredevil does sometimes take itself seriously. Season 2, I don't think, took itself as seriously, but it kind of ramped up the stakes, as it were.
Right.
And a show devoid of humor kind of scares me, just in general, or like has a dearth of humor. That's right.
Well, that makes me think of the DC movie properties.
Not touching that at all.
Let me touch that. This is a good time to jump.
Touch it.
Okay. So I watched the Justice League trailer, and I gotta say, after watching that and then seeing all the trailers for Suicide Squad before it came out, DC kills it in the trailers. They make the movies look awesome in these trailers. They have great music in the background. I think in the Justice League, they have Come Together. Mm-hmm. I don't know whose version it is in the background playing, but which is awesome. It is Aerosmith. Just, you know, the fact that, you know, it made me want to watch the movie, and I said, no, I know it's still going to screw me. But it, the same thing happened with Suicide Squad. I loved the trailers, was so excited for the movie, and then the movie was just a letdown.
Yeah, so I saw the trailer as well. And yeah. I saw the teaser for the trailer first, and I'm like, "Wow, this teaser looks really just dour. It looks so just glum, and it's going to be bad." Then I watched the two and a half minute trailer. I was surprised by its tone. It definitely had a it's cut really well. There's Come Together, and then there's a Black Stripes song. Is that there? White Stripes
song. Yeah,
one of their songs, and it's kind of seems like it's going to be like. Oh, team is forming. And then they show what the villain is going to be. And not that they show Darkseid in general, but you see the paratroopers and everything. And it seems fun in the trailer. And I'm starting to trying to figure this out. As we're talking, I'm realizing that that's a really hard concept to explain. By the way, we got a Superman. There's an alien. But there's another dude, Darkseid. And he's got this whole army. And he's coming. Yeah. He's coming to take over the Earth. Okay, everybody cool with this? That's the story. And there's these boxes called Mother Boxes, and they've had this for this been on the Earth for a while.
Oh, it's an extremely confusing story.
That's the story. So that's some heavy shit. With Marvel, at least, they were like, look, here's like 15 films, and now we're in space, and there's a spaceman, a purple man, who wants to kill everybody, okay? Yeah. We're going to explain how he's obsessed with death, and we'll get to that. But this other guy with, you know, who lives in Apocalypse, okay, I don't know how they're going to do it. Now, maybe they can do it. Yeah. Maybe there's a way to do it. The Flash still looks funny. Aquaman seems like a badass. Wonder Woman kind of
seems kind of funny, but it seems there was some funny banter between the characters, Batman and Aquaman and Wonder Woman. But you never know what's going
to
happen.
Don't like the banter for Batman. I will try to believe the Batman of this world. I am desperately trying.
Yeah.
But quippy Batman? Where's this from? I can get quippy Aquaman because it's like, dude, I'm freaking Aquaman.
Yeah.
Who the hell came up with that? It's off. You're at least a bat.
Yeah.
And Wonder Woman seems, you know, the general. So that's, you know, straightforward. I get that. She's going to be kind of like that square character, kind of like Captain
America. She's also supposed to, you know, have about 100 years on any of them. So
she's got maturity, you know?
Yeah.
So you got that. And you've got the Batman. And you've got the Aquaman. You got the Flash, who seems like it's a lot of fun. And then there's Cyborg, who seems like he's Iron Man Jr.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't get much of him. I didn't get a feel for him from the trailer.
And the inevitable return of Superman. So there's a lot.
Which they didn't tease in the trailer, which was good, even though everybody knows it's happening.
Well, we got months.
Yes.
Like when we first saw the Superman Batman trailers, they weren't like, here's Doomsday, and here's this other stuff, and we're going to kill him, and we're going to do this. Like, then by the end, you're like, they gave us the whole movie. Like, why did you.
And not to beat a dead horse, but I did not watch the Spider-Man trailer, but I have heard it gave away tons of things from the movie.
Oh, that's a bummer. I haven't watched it at all.
I haven't, and I'm not. I purposely am not watching it because someone told me it gave away a bunch of cool stuff from the movie. So
Nope. I've heard about this. It actually gives you a bit of insight to Vulture. So that's a whole other thing. I'll get to that when we get to that. But yeah, I saw the trailer for Justice League, like we said. Don't want to keep doing this. You're right. That's just going to be a new spin-off show, beating the dead horse, analyzing Batman versus Superman minute by minute every episode. That's all we're going to do. I know other podcasts do that. We're going to do that on this show. Why? Because we can't get over it. It's like, okay, we're analyzing minute 1 to 2. It's also very desaturated. And hey, is that a comedian? Whoa. Anyway. Speaking of comedian, let's talk about Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who played the comedian and also played Thomas Wayne. He's on The Walking Dead, and we're going to talk about The Walking Dead season finale. And let me do my impression of Walking Dead in general.
Okay, let's do it.
Here's previously on The Walking Dead. We can't do it. We have to do it. But we can't do it. If you go up there, you get killed. But there's no other choice. You are way in over your head. Then next. I'm so fucking tired of the show.
Yeah.
What's your opinion?
Completely agree. I feel like they change the cast of characters, especially the bad guys, but it's the same damn thing over and over again. You know, I feel like I need something new. I don't know what.
I forgot to mention in the previously, but you got to trust them. We can't trust them.
Oh God, yeah.
It's yeah.
Actually, but I did. Jeffrey Dean Morgan did breathe some life because that character is kind of cool.
Oh yeah, look, I think the acting is fine. I think the direction is fine. No, I'm wrong on the direction. I'm really getting tired of the pacing of the show because there's.
Yes.
I get that there's so much heaviness to everything that's happening, but there is a hell of a lot of silence on this show. There's a lot of like, I'm going to tell you something that's important, and we're going to watch you ruminate for a good 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back and I'll say something else and you will ruminate, kind of grimace. And that's how I feel like when I'm watching this. Now, Jeffrey Dean Morgan, now when he talks, because Liz and I were talking about this, why Jeffrey Dean Morgan is different than everybody else on the show or his character Negan. When he says something and he tells it to the other person, you're watching him because you don't know what the hell he's going to do. You don't know if he's going to smash you in the face with a bat. You don't know if he's going to laugh. You don't know if he's going to give you a kiss or something. He just kind of looks.
Or make you spaghetti.
He just, that's not, if you haven't seen the show, that's a thing.
Yeah.
He plays all of these emotions on his face, and you're reading it.
He's so good.
And
he's
it goes every which way. And you know, we've got Rick, you know, he's got the same kind of thing going, because, you know, I was expecting him to, like, rip out somebody's neck with his teeth at some point, because we've seen that kind of crazy shit before.
Yes.
But it's this everybody else thing.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's Ezekiel talking to Morgan. This scene goes on for, I think, about 6.5 hours.
It feels like it.
Because I get what they're doing. And I understand it. And I haven't read the book, so maybe it's easier to read because you just kind of you don't have to wait for the pauses. You can, you can jump the gutter. You're like, okay.
Well, in the comic books, all it is they have a panel where they say something.
And they repeat
and then
it.
There's a panel. They repeat it, or they go to just the next few panels are just different looks of the person's face.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm tired of the show. I don't really care about it. Liz wants to watch it, so I watch it with her. We don't like wait. This isn't our special show or anything. And Liz's favorite character right now is the tiger. So.
Oh, did she cheer when the tiger showed up last night?
She
I don't
did.
Want to hit any spoilers. I mean, it was hard not to say thank God the tiger. I was just like, great. We haven't seen this before. All right, who's going to come save their ass now?
It's Cringer.
And it was the tiger. Yes, Cringer.
Cringer. When I raise
battle cats.
When I raise this aloft my magic staff as Morgan. Morgan's not in the scene. I'm just making shit up.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, I think
But the thing is, it's what people like, I guess, and what people want because they're killing it. I mean, the ratings are killing it.
Not on that last episode. It was one of the lowest episodes for The Walking Dead in a long time for a season finale. So, like, it's not the best they've done because they've done better. But this getting from point A to point B, or just getting from the beginning of the show to the end of the season, it's really, really hard to do. Now, that could have something to do with the lack of Glenn. You know, that could have a lot of that, you know, the jerking around first episode of the season. They're like, oh, yeah, Glenn is safe. No, he's not. No, he's not.
Yeah.
And that could have taken a lot of people out of it. I could see that because he's a great character, or was a great character.
He was a great character, yeah.
And he has a big heart in that. I didn't care for the epilogue of the last episode where it just seems like it goes on far too long.
Yes.
So I think the shots are pretty. I think the acting is great. I still think they need to tighten up that show a little bit because it's just...
Yeah.
Can't.
Yeah. Anyway,
so I don't think it sucks. Again, by any means, the show does not suck.
No, but you also, with that show, you're comparing it to itself. Because in the past, it's been better.
Yeah, it's been better.
In my opinion.
It's moved.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of reminds me of Mad Men, where after a while, I'm kind of like, what is this episode about?
Yeah, it's just like that. Every Mad Men, what it would be, what is this? What is this? And then there'd be, oh my God, that was a hell of an episode. What is this? What is this? Oh my God, another awesome episode.
Yeah, they're like,
B.
It's shot beautifully. Acting is great. And you're like, what did they do this episode? I think they ordered sandwiches at a deli.
They didn't do anything. They didn't move the story ahead at all.
There's like a bagel joke about California. That's that episode.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What happened? Nothing of consequence happened.
Yeah. Yeah. In a lot of the episodes. And then there'd be an episode where 10 things happen.
Yeah, they're like, okay, by the way, we're being bought by this company and we're merging with this one. And we've also, Dallin's got a new wife and that guy just got his foot cut off.
Okay. Exactly. There it is.
That's the episode. Everything else, Don is smoking and looking soulfully.
Yes.
painfully handsome.
Having it old fashioned.
There you go. That's the show there. So if you're going to watch anything and be bored, those are the two shows you should watch. Watch The Walking Dead and watch them ruminate. But they're not dressed as nice, to be fair.
No, I mean, you know, he's good-looking people in Mad Men.
On that note, let's get the hell out of here.
Okay.
I'm walking out of here. I'd walk out of here, but I got a very low ceiling.
That was an interesting episode. Interesting. I hope people enjoyed it.
Farewell. Bye-bye. We'll see you guys next time.